Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's how Boston Garden sounded last night after the Bruins defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 7-4 in Game 7 of their first-round playoff series. The Bruins scored four unanswered goals in the third period to put the game out of reach and advance to the second round for the first time since 2014. WBUR's Shira Springer was at last night's game and is ready to relive it with us this morning. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the third period. It was a very close game. The Bruins went into the final period trailing, but then four unanswered goals. What happened?
Well, first of all, this has been an incredibly resilient team all season. So you saw that resiliency on full display in the third period. It started off when Tory Krug scored barely a minute into the third, and he tied the game 4-4. It was really important to get that equalizer, I think, early in the third. Krug sort of skated by the bench after he scored, and he was, you know, shouting at them, "Let's go, let's go." And here's what Krug said about the Bruins' play in the third period and how they kept the pressure on after going ahead 5-4.
You know, we're always looking forward to this group, never behind us. Obviously, playing smart in certain situations, but, you know, we got the lead and we didn't sit back. We continued to forecheck. Best defense is a good offense.
And then after Krug tied the game early in the third, about 4 minutes later, it was time for Jake DeBrusk. He put the Bruins ahead for good, 5-4, and it was DeBrusk's second goal of the game.
He's a rookie and was playing in his first Game 7, but he's the Bruins player that fans are talking about this morning. Do you think the team has a new star in Jake DeBrusk?
Well, of course, it's only one game and time will tell, but he had an absolutely outstanding game when the pressure obviously was the highest. It was either win or go home last night. And on top of that, it was the way he scored, too, that go-ahead goal in the third period. He took a pretty big hit, and he was sliding on his back as the puck went into the goal and all his teammates were cheering. And after the game, Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy talked about how the Bruins have gotten good production from a number of young players, and he had plenty of compliments for DeBrusk's performance throughout the series.
They weren't freebies, all his goals. You know, he's around the net. And he had his legs the whole series because he's young and he's got them and he can really get on pucks and make people uncomfortable. So I was happy for him. He's a good kid. He's worked hard. He's really contributing for us.
And that's one of the great dynamics about this current Bruins team is that they have this group of young players, but all these young players have mentors with the veterans on the team, what Cassidy likes to call big brothers. And those big brothers have been in Game 7 situations or been in really difficult situations and can kind of talk the younger players through them. And it's created a really, really nice team dynamic.
Considering the way the Bruins played kind of inspirationally in the third period, I'm wondering what was said in the locker room before the third period started. After the game, did any of the Bruins talk about that, what was said?
Yeah, there was actually a lot of talk about what was said between the end of the second and the start of the third. And the big message in the locker room was basically, you know, hey, guys, we've been in this position before. The team knew they could score big in the third period. They knew they could come back. Again, a very resilient group all season. So there was a lot of confidence in that locker room heading into the third, even though they knew the whole season came down to that period. And after they tied the game, they talked to each other on the bench and on the ice about staying in the moment and not getting ahead of themselves. But I think it's important to mention that it wasn't only what was said in the locker room between periods or on the ice after Krug scored and tied the game, but you know, the players thought the crowd played a really, really big role. Patrice Bergeron in particular said playing on home ice made a big difference.
It was electric, you know, in the building tonight, and we definitely fed off of that all along. But, you know, the third was something very special. You know, I've been here for a while now, and it's up there on the one that allowed this. It's been, you know, for a game, so it was great.
Could you feel that, Shira, from where you were sitting, that raucous atmosphere in the Garden last night?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the first period on, this was a crowd that was ready to go and was into it and knew what the stakes were. And also, there's a bit of a history here with the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, and that goes back to 2013 when the Bruins had that big historic comeback in the third period. They were down, I think it was by 3 goals, and they scored 3 goals in the third. And so there was a little bit of history playing, I think, into the anticipation that fans had.
And now we look ahead. The Bruins start their second-round playoff series against the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday on the road in Tampa. What do you think their chances are in terms of getting past the top-seeded team in the East?
Well, the Lightning have had a chance to rest since they wrapped up their series earlier, obviously, than the Bruins. Also, Tampa Bay has home ice advantage for the series, another kind of key check mark in the plus column for Tampa Bay. But I think if you look at last night's game and you sort of see the resiliency and the determination that the Bruins are now bringing to the ice, that is a big, big plus. And as we know with the playoffs and, you know, games this important, it's all about who has momentum. And it certainly looks like coming off of last night, the Bruins are a team with momentum. Also, Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins coach, mentioned how the Bruins had played Tampa a lot late in the season, and he thinks that familiarity with the Lightning will be a good thing going into the next round.
All right, I guess we'll see you starting Saturday afternoon in Tampa when the Bruins move on. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.